Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you'll enjoy this one. We're going to talk about the fact that Germany has just triggered the alert level of the gas emergency plan. The country is now in short supply, and the economy minister, Habeck, he says that, natural gas is being used as a weapon by Russia against us. Oh, right. So let's talk about this, because this has got consequences, I think, for probably everywhere. And if you enjoy this, remember, hit the heart button. Let me know that you've liked it, appreciated it. And if you value the work that we do here, consider buying me a coffee. Go into the donor box, drop a dollar. Don't forget, we have a shop as well where you can buy Pure Blood t-shirts. You can buy Pure Blood badges. Lots of things you can do to help keep us going. So anyway, Germany. Let's talk about Germany, shall we? Because Germany is, whether we like it or not, the economic powerhouse of the European Union. Let's be under no ambiguity about that. So Germany is getting scared. They're scared that what's going to happen is that, well, earlier this month, we saw Russia cut the flow of gas through Nord Stream 1 by 60%. Now, that pipeline, which is one of the main conduits, in fact, for Russian gas into Europe, will be shut down for around 2 weeks from mid-July for annual summer work. But officials are panicking. They think that Gazprom, which is Russia's state-owned gas giant, might stop deliveries completely whilst Nord Stream 1 is closed for repair, which would then totally undermine Germany's efforts to fill gas storage ahead of the winter heating season. So basically what the Germans are panicking about is that Russia is going to use the maintenance of Nord Stream 1 this summer. They could extend that maintenance, or maybe things could happen. So, for example, some of the elements of maintenance that are required, some of the pumps, for example, I know some of those have, in other situations, have gone off to Canada, where some of them were made. And, of course, the Canadians won't send them back because restrictions. And so the whole thing's an absolute developing nightmare. And you know, in a way, Germany is helping fund and arm Ukraine kill Russians. So would it be really that surprising that Russia kills the flow of gas to Germany, especially as we enter the winter? I see this as incredibly likely. Germany, has foolishly, and I guess it's been forced to do so by NATO, got itself involved in things that it definitely shouldn't be involved in. But because of that involvement, it now invokes the wrath of Russia. And so this alert that they're putting up, you know, it's going to do lots of things. It's going to trigger even higher gas prices, probably around the rest of Europe. And it augurs for what will be a very cold, dark winter. Gosh, I sound like Joe Biden, don't I? But you know what I mean? If we are approaching, say, September, October, and the gas supplies coming into Germany have been either reduced significantly or turned off, that means the whole European grid for gas is not going to have what it needs. And that means prices are going to go up. And that means people are going to struggle to heat their houses. Now, you know, I'm recording this today on a warm June day. When we get to middle of October, November, there are no warm days. There's cold days. And that's when people turn the heat on in their houses. And that's when I think the scale of what is being done will become clear. People may well freeze to death because sanctions, because that's what it's all about. Let's be clear. I mean, the West foolishly, absolutely suicidally, has got involved with this sort of war in Ukraine and then trying to punish Russia. And it's well seen that it's the Europe in particular, I mean, the Americans are involved, but they're a long way across the channel, and they're not exactly next door to where the action is, as if not for the first time. It's Europe that's going to be in the sort of the crossfire, as far as I when it comes to issues such as energy. So it's going to be European energy prices that are going to be going right up, and we're going and you know again, I mean, I'm sure some of you have been like me. If you've been in Germany in December, say, it's absolutely free. I remember being in Berlin, and it was one of the coldest places I've ever been in the month of December. Really, really cold. I remember being down in Potsdamer Square, and I had to have multiple levels of insulation to keep myself from freezing. But happily, you could go into warm accommodation. But what happens if you can't? And that's what awaits Europe. And it's all self-imposed. None of this was necessary. We didn't and shouldn't have imposed sanctions on Russia. The West, at the behest of NATO, has done this. It's destroying so much, but it's a slow-mo destruction. You don't see it overnight. Yes, people see, for example, that their energy bills have doubled, and they will triple, and they may well quadruple. And honestly, there will come a point for most people when they just simply will not be able to heat their properties. Now, how is that hurting Putin? It's not. It's absolutely not. This government is pathetic in the insofar as it's acted along with the US as the chief cheerleader for imposing sanctions on Russia. But Russia is doing extremely well financially. I talked about this the other day. I talked about the fact that the ruble. The Russian ruble is at a 7-year high against the weak US dollar. Russia is now the number one supplier of gas to China. So it's just, and so it's getting more, it's Russia's not hurting in the way that we're going to hurt. And when we really start hurting, if you think it's bad now with things like food inflation, like energy inflation, and all of that, just wait until you get to the autumn. That's when it's going to hit folks. And that's why our political leaders need to back away from this path of destruction of our economies that they're currently engaged in, because it's us that's going to hurt, not Putin. Thanks for listening.